So what is today? Today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week. What is Easter and why do we celebrate it? Easter is a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the tomb on the third day after his crucifixion. Easter is a fulfilled prophecy of the Messiah who will be persecuted, die for our sins, and rise on the third day. Remembering the resurrection of Jesus is a way to renew daily hope that we have victory over sin. Easter is 3 days after the death of Jesus on the cross. The week leading up to Easter is called Holy Week or Passion Week and includes Palm Sunday, the day Jesus entered Jerusalem was celebrated. The meaning and symbolism of the Easter lamb. The lamb comes from the Jewish Passover, where each family killed a lamb as sacrifice. When Christ became the Passover lamb for everyone, the lamb became a symbol for his sacrifice. John 1:29. The next day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." 1 Peter 1:18-21. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Jesus, a lamb without blemish or defect, who was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. So how does Easter connect to Passover? The day before his crucifixion, Jesus observed Passover with his disciples. This event is known as the Last Supper. Passover is a time that Jews remember their freedom and exodus from Egypt. During this Passover feast, Jesus told his disciples that the bread symbolises his body and will be broken, and the wine his blood, which will be poured out for the forgiveness of sins. The Last Supper is remembered today in churches through the act of taking communion and sharing the bread and wine to remember the sacrifice of Jesus. It's fitting that on Palm Sunday we have communion. Had it not happened, we would not be here today, and we would be without hope and a future. In the UK, Easter eggs were painted red for joy and in memory of Christ's blood. And the Easter bunny originates to 13th century Germany and has connections with pagan beliefs. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, he was greeted by people waving palm branches. It can be a reminder of us to welcome him into our hearts and be ready to follow him. Jesus entered the city knowing what awaited him, the trial, the cross, and his resurrection. If we can have Matthew 21:1-11 on the screen, please. Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethpage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on the donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.' So disciples went as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and sat him on them. And a great multitude spread their clothes on the road. Others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." And when they had come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, "Who is this?" So the multitude said, "This is Jesus the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee." Jesus came to Jerusalem as a king. His coming was prophesied in Zechariah 9:9. "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you righteous." He told them to go into the village in front of them. He sent his disciples ahead of him. He knew what was going to be said and guided his disciples in their response to the situation they would face. The whole city was stirred. Even today, people are divided upon who Jesus is. Hosanna means save, an expression of praise. Hailing Christ as King. In Luke 19:41-42, as he approached Jerusalem, he saw the city and he wept over it and said, "Even if you had only known on this day what would bring you peace is now hidden from your eyes." For those who know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, we can know the peace that only Jesus can bring. The triumphant entry. Jesus did triumph over sin and death, but we are also triumphant because of the cross. We have gone from a life of darkness to one of light. We have true hope in our Heavenly Father for today and eternity. We have been reconciled with God. We find forgiveness for our sin. We encounter the love of God, his faithfulness, in the challenges we face. The compassion of one who fed 5,000 men and women and children. We do not have a priest, need a priest to intercede for us. We have the privilege of direct access to our Father. The loving, caring, merciful Heavenly Father understand us like no other. We are beyond blessed. We are never alone. We have an ever-present help in trouble, a protector, provider, one who intercedes for us. His grace is sufficient for us. For our weakness, he is our strength. Yes, there will be challenges and disappointments, but even in the midst of this, we can seek the Lord's guidance and start afresh. We are ambassadors for Christ, the same way an ambassador represents people in another country. We should represent Jesus in this world. So what expectations do you have of Jesus? Some of the crowd were disappointed that Jesus didn't overthrow the Romans or create a new political system. He came instead to change our hearts and save us from our sins by his death and resurrection. He declared during that last week, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servant would fight. My kingdom is from another place." This deeply disappointed those who hoped he would remove the Roman occupiers. They may have disliked his demand that they repent. The central message of Easter is that God loves us. And because of Christ, we can be forgiven, we can be reconciled to God. What qualities can we see in Jesus as he approached the cross, his death and resurrection? Obedience to the Father's will. Perseverance to fulfil that despite the challenges he faced. a true servant heart, given his life that we may encounter the love of God. What has God called us to do as individuals, as a church? We are all called to serve the Lord in unique ways, and so as individuals we have different areas of influence. Where we live, our families, college, school, our social life. God sees the potential in each of us, and he can unlock it if we let him. We can walk hand in hand with the Lord into fresh encounters and amazing experiences. Or we can be content where we are. We have a choice. Son of David, a Canaanite woman came to Jesus crying, "Lord, son of David, have mercy on my daughter. She is suffering terribly." She recognised Jesus' authority by calling him Lord, and must have known that Jesus was able to help her. We had the privilege of being able to come to Jesus directly with our cares. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd asked Jesus to rebuke his disciples who praised him and proclaimed him king. So who were the Pharisees? The Pharisees were a Jewish group that laid great stress upon observance of rites and ceremonies. They separated themselves from the common people. They were part of a ruling body. Their beliefs included immortality of the soul, resurrection of the soul, and existence of angels and spirits. Their concerns for the needy and fasting was an outward expression, and Jesus called them hypocrites. They had a desire to serve God. As it says in Matthew 23:3, they did not practice what they preached. Paul the Apostle was at one time a Pharisee, but he encountered Jesus on the road to Damascus. So what can we learn from the Pharisees? What issues do we need to consider? Motivation. What motivates us to serve the Lord? Authenticity. People will see our authenticity for what it is in our hearts, will be seen in our thoughts, speech and actions. Jesus, God is concerned about our hearts, not outward appearances. An example of this is David when he was minding the sheep but was chosen as king. We are called to be salt and light in this world. Salt preserves what is good, and even a match in a dark room brings light in the midst of darkness. As I said, Paul was a Pharisee before his encounter with Jesus. He went through many trials, but he did not go through them alone. God used Paul's passion to be focused in proclaiming the truth of the Bible. God can use us in a similar way. He can utilise our natural talents, our abilities and our personalities, our knowledge of Jesus, our experiences of life, to glorify him in new ways. Have you had your Damascus Road experience with Jesus? You may not have seen a blazing light, but meeting with Jesus transforms our life. Jesus is like a potter, and we are the clay. He wants us to be shaped and moulded by him, to reflect him in our daily lives. So just to summarise, praising God, following him, knowing his peace, Jesus' victory over sin and death, and so can we. God is our provider, protector, compassionate, strength in our weakness, and gracious. We are ambassadors for Christ. What are our expectations from Jesus? And what are we expected to do for him? We can come to him with our cares. And we have, what is our motivation to follow Jesus and be salt and light in this world?